That is today's news from National Health Executive on Tuesday, the 9th of April, 2024. A new survey from Unison has revealed that 1 in 10 healthcare workers have experienced sexual harassment. Of those people, 3 in 10 reported sexual assault, half said they've been leered at, and a quarter have been on the end of unwanted advances. NHS leaders are calling for organisations to sign up to the Sexual Safety Charter, while Unison is calling for legislative changes to make employers more accountable for their staff safety. The research included ambulance workers, 111 call handlers, porters, nurses and cleaners. The first instalment of a £300 million plan to cut waiting lists is set to be delivered by the Scottish Government to the NHS. An initial £30 million will be given to NHS Scotland in quarter one of this new financial year in a bid to help reduce inpatient and day case waiting lists. Scotland's First Minister, Humza Yousaf, announced £100 million worth of annual funding last October. The goal is to cut the inpatient day case waiting lists by 100,000 patients over the next 3 years. And new cancer and diabetes therapies are among 7 new treatments accepted by the Scottish Medicines Consortium. Dostarlimab has been accepted for advanced endometrial cancer, while tirzepatide has been accepted as a type 2 diabetes treatment. The SMC's chair, Dr. Scott Muir, said he's very pleased to accept the new medicines for use by NHS Scotland, which includes a first routine use in Scotland for alopecia. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, nationalhealthexecutive.com.